I'm going to be completely honest. When Pastor first asked me if I would share my testimony, I right away said no. I was not out of fear of what, more out of fear of what people would think of me. But after I prayed and thought, I realized it's not about me. It is about my great God who so graciously chose me in Christ to be his child. So for that, I want to give my testimony. As most of you know, I was brought up in a pastor's family. I'm the youngest of seven kids. Each one of my siblings walks with the Lord. I mention this because they each were such an example to me and had a great impact on my life. I had many godly examples to learn from, whether it was my parents, siblings, or others in my church. My parents ingrained in us that nothing else matters in this life but to love the Lord Jesus. They were so faithful in living this every day themselves. I was saved when I was 8 years old. I remember crying to my mom about hell and how I was so afraid that I was headed there. My mom prayed with me, and at that time I received Jesus as my Savior, trusting in his work on the cross for me. But like many of you who were saved at a young age, I had many doubts as the years went on. I actually had my doubts up until I was about 30. But those doubts went away when I was bedridden for 10 weeks with a severe case of hyperemesis, which is a pregnancy-related condition. Because I was so sick, I needed constant care for myself and my five young children, so I ended up staying with my parents during that time. Though I wasn't able to speak much, my dad would come in the room to talk to me. He would lovingly talk to me. He would encourage me, but most importantly, he would always read and preach the Bible to me. It was during those many visits and exposure to Scripture that my doubts went away. One of the verses that really stuck with me is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I was sure that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleansed me from all unrighteousness. Another verse that I draw much encouragement from is Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I love each and every one of you and pray for you every day. I am so thankful to be a part of this church family and ask for your prayers for me and my family as I seek to do God's will for our lives.